The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Garden Path with your host Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live by email her right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. Now, your host of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw.
Welcome to Down the Garden Path, where every week we discuss down-to-earth practical advice about plants, gardens, landscape design, and this week I'm saying landscaping because I think more and more that's becoming part of the show. And as my listeners know, last week we learned a lot about hardscaping from a landscape contractor, and stone, and the different trends with stone in hardscaping. And so we're switching gears just a bit today. We are going to discuss decks this week and the different options available to homeowners. And boy, there are a lot of options. So I'm excited, very excited to talk to our guest tonight. It is Robert Hodachuk from The Deck Store, which is a Canadian company. And Robert will tell us more about the company, but I'd like to share with you a little bit about him. So he has 20 years of experience in sales, marketing, branding, and design. But it's clear to me, especially, Robert's true passion has always been design. And when given the opportunity to become the newest member of the Deck Store team in 2013, he dove in headfirst. In a short period of time, he has transformed from the industry newcomer to a specialist in all the alternative surface solutions, 3D rendering, very contemporary, clean lines is his middle name, contemporary deck designs and landscapes. So he is now recognized throughout North America as one of the most innovative deck designers in the industry. And I've seen some of his work, so I definitely please look him up. And I think you'll really be impressed. I know firsthand that Robert knows his stuff. He was nice enough to give me a tour last week of their Oshawa location of the Deck Store. And it was great. He answered all my questions coming from a customer's point of view, but also when I had my designer hat on, he was also, he did a great job answering all my questions. So I'd really like to welcome Robert to the show tonight.
Thank you very much, Joanne.
How was that for an intro? Did I do okay?
That was a great intro. I do appreciate that. Kind words.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I do, and I appreciate our time that we spent last week. I learned a lot, and I'm looking forward to discussing, maybe rehashing some of the same things today, but
absolutely.
With our
well,
listeners.
As you mentioned, there's a lot to take in, and there's a lot of different alternatives out there. So, you know, our staff in our store gives us the ability to educate the consumer on what the options are and, you know, and sometimes how to use them and, you know, maybe even some off-the-wall versions of our modifications to those products.
Yeah, that's great. So before we get into the products, I thought maybe you should give us a little bit of a background on the Deck Store.
Okay. The Deck Store itself has been in the industry for at least almost 30 years now. They started off as a deck building company. Throughout the years, the owner himself, he owns all the locations, which are four in Ontario, has been doing pretty much any kind of deck surface, In fact, the very first composite deck ever done in Canada was done by the owner of the company. So when it comes to product knowledge and what's in the industry, a lot of people are familiar with the Kleenex brands, and they may just associate that with any alternative surface. In the deck store itself, there's 50 different brands of alternative products, all your Brazilian hardwoods, your natural woods, and anything to do with the outdoor living sector, where, you know, a lot of architects and designers walk in and consider it a candy store.
Ah, yes, very much so. Very much so. And more, I couldn't believe that the range. I really couldn't believe it. So,
It's nice to see, and, you know, again, we scour pretty much all over the, you know, I'd actually say the world in most cases, to see the most innovative products out there. In-house, we actually have our own engineers that test the products. So we can give you a true factual information about the products beyond the marketing strategy of some companies. We look at, you know, giving you the true facts and tell you what your true expectations are of those different products. Because like anything, not anything's perfect. There's good, best, and better.
That's right. That's right.
Really finding what your needs are.
Yeah, and I think it's becoming more and more, you know, everybody wants wood, but I think really knowing the other options that are out there.
That's right. Yep.
You know, why don't you just tell us the locations? You mentioned there's four stores.
That's correct. Our main hub is actually based out of Oakville, Ontario.
Okay.
That's our central office, our biggest showroom, and houses some of the newer products that we've been coming out with, at least for this year. We'll do our test pilots there. Then we have our Toronto location. The Toronto location is 400 and Finch area, so it's on the north side.
Okay.
We have a location in Milton, off of one of the main roads, Highway 25, and then we have our Oshawa store, where we met. That was on Taunton.
That's right,
Road.
Taunton Road in Oshawa. So yeah, you kind of cover the GTA really well, and that's great for our listeners that are all across Ontario to know that there should be a deck store near you, reasonably.
Yeah, or if it's not there, it might come in the future.
That's right. So. Now, let's start with your basic. Let's start with wood, because I know, why don't you tell us a little bit about the different wood options as a homeowner? If I've come into your store and I'm only thinking about wood, what type of options do you have for me? And then why don't you tell me about your good, better, and best scenario?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, in the wood category, I mean, there are various different options that are usable in a deck and surface. Most people are most commonly known in North America. They know of your pressure-treated wood or cedar.
Yes,
which is usually considered a premium type of product. And there's different types of cedar. There's either clear, knotty, or red western, which is most commonly used, or one of the more inexpensive versions of cedar. And then some that are really starting to trend a little bit more is some of the Brazilian hardwoods.
Okay.
Brazilian hardwoods such as ipe, camu, caiu, and blau. There's quite a bit that's been used in the market. And then, of course, some other exotics such as African mahogany and whatnot have been used on decks and, performed pretty well.
Now, they're kind of a trendy in thing, but yet there's a little bit of a downside environmentally.
Well, yeah, and that's something that a lot of people like. As much as, people like the idea of a Brazilian hardwood, it's, you know, if you think about the trees in Brazil and where it's being sourced from, the reason why the product performs so well is because it's an old growth tree with a lot of rings, which, you know, they really are cutting down, you know, old trees, more specifically in a rainforest area.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's still wood. It's still affecting our environment. Even in the case of some of our North American woods where a product like cedar or pressure treated, they're cutting the trees down pretty young and they're doing it in revitalization type of projects that the, you know, you're not getting the same old growth like the Brazilian hardwood is.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you informed me about that, you know, the cedar in the past was a much better cedar than what's happened now because the trees, they're cutting the trees so much younger.
That's correct. Yeah. In the past, you know, when we had a cedar deck, you know, it would last the test of time. You know, those trees, they were cutting from the heart of the tree, the center of the tree. And again, it was an older growth type of tree. Nowadays, they're cutting from the sapwood, which is the channel where the water travels through. And it's actually breaking down. In fact, you know, most people that come to ask for a cedar deck don't know what they're getting, and they think it's still the older deck.
Right.
Or
right.
The older wood used.
Okay. And now you had mentioned an option, too, over the pressure treated. You said you have people that come in for pressure treated, but you have a better, was that the one? You had a better recommendation as far as wood?
Yeah. I mean, most people will come in and they'll come in with a cedar in their mind. They want that cedar look, that kind of orangey type of glow. and they look away from the pressure treated, at least what they envisioned pressure treated being, that green, ugly type of wood. Lately, what's coming into the marketplace, which is probably the most cost-effective, performance-wise type of product, is a brown pressure-treated or a micro-pro sienna. And those type of woods, they're sourced from a different lot than normal pressure-treated. Pressure-treated is usually a mixed batch of spruce, pine, and Douglas fir, the spruce being the weakest of those woods. The new pressure treated is usually sourced from pine, which is actually the strongest out of those woods.
Okay.
So it's been a very viable option. Even dimensionally, the boards, typically a deck board, would be 5/4 inches. These boards are actually 6/4, which is a little bit thicker wood.
Okay.
And as I said, it's been, we've had it out on the market roughly about 2 years now.
Okay.
And for a very cost-effective option, which is basically the same price as pressure treated, it's very viable, and it's actually performed extremely well, and most of the clients actually enjoy it.
Okay. And I don't know, let's get specific and just do the range of pricing for wood, and then we'll kind of do that when we get to the other types of options. Do you have a range? Or?
Yeah, it typically ranges. I mean, if you're starting in the pressure-treated category, you could be as low as maybe $20 a square foot. Cedar woods, you know, typically you're paying a premium. It could be anywhere from $28 to $35 a square foot. And when I see these prices, I'm roughly saying surface materials.
Right.
Not including railing, skirting, and all the other.
Yes, all the details, yeah.
And then your Brazilian hardwood, you do pay a premium for, which could range anywhere from $40 to $60 a square foot.
Okay. Okay. Well, that helps give us, you know, helps put everything into perspective, I think. If we're educating our listeners, I think it really helps just to know what, because the maintenance, you know, when we go to talk to the other options that are lower maintenance, you know, yeah, these prices might be a little bit lower, but then you've got to think of that yearly maintenance that they require. So I think it all, you know, you want to try to compare as much as you can, apples to apples, right?
Absolutely, and we try to stress that, you know, it's wood has a guarantee. It's guaranteed to crack, chip, split, warp. I can definitely give you that guarantee in writing.
Okay,
you know,
I love that. You should have that printed up. That should be like a little postcard.
It's absolutely true.
Yes,
you know, it isn't perfect. It is going to have those challenges. We see it a lot of times. You know, we'll put in a brand new deck, and there's a post and. You'll see a little hairline crack. And I'm like, well, no, that's actually going to twist, and that's going to get a little bit bigger.
You know?
And a lot of people have concern, but that's wood.
Yes.
That's what it naturally does in its own environment.
Okay. So the next step, price point and just customer demand. You showed me a lot. There's a huge range. So composite, I feel bad just saying composite, because there really is a range of different types of composite, correct?
Absolutely. Now, the easiest way for me to describe that to most people are there's composite, and let me clarify what composite is.
Okay, please do.
Composite is a mix of wood flower and plastic as a combination. It's got still a wood component to it, and it is and there's a plastic mixed in.
Okay.
The new composites, which most people, if they are searching around for this option, are actually what's called capped composites. So that wood plastic mixture on the inside is actually capped with almost like a golf ball type of material wrapped around either the top end of the board, or in some cases, certain brands will actually wrap right around the whole board.
Okay.
And then the top tier is not even any wood at all, and it's usually a PVC product.
Okay.
With the PVC being 100% plastic, it's actually one of the original deck boards that when they went into the plastic category.
Okay.
And it's performed extremely well. But there has been modifications throughout the years, of course, with technology. And, the performance is you can put that board anywhere on any project, and it's still going to perform very well for you.
Okay. And composite has also come a long way. If we go back to the old composite, I know I mentioned to you when they first came out on the market, issues, and it kind of got a little bit of a bad rap. Mm-hmm. But you said the companies have really, realized them, not necessarily mistakes, but the downfalls or the downside. Some of the things were it fading and getting hot.
That's correct, yes.
Especially, anyone who had a south-facing deck. But that was kind of the move to some of the coatings you were explaining to me, right? That kind of changed it up to make the product. So it was great that the industry stepped up and really tried to improve.
Yeah, the industry is looking for growth. They do see value in this type of category as people's lifestyles have changed, and they're looking for alternative products that are out there. And the composites of the old really did have a bad rap because there was a lot of issues. The first composites, were a lot of wood component mixed with plastic, where wood still has the ability to absorb.
Right.
So meaning that if it was a low base deck and it was enclosed with skirting, there was potential for either mold to build up in it or, earlier breakdown of the boards. What they recognized these problems, and what they did is they really modified their products to make them a little bit more durable. A lot of companies in the past used to use mixtures of soft wood with the plastic, where soft had a tendency to break down sooner.
Okay.
Whereas a lot of new companies and the new methods have mixed to a hardwood plastic and combination. And those boards perform a lot better because they absorb less moisture. They have they're a denser type of material. And then, of course, with that other shell, it with the combination of materials that they use there, the kind of heat exchange or even the breakdown of the materials from the top surface. Because really what's breaking down the material is the constant sun, rain, and contrasting temperatures. So they looked at the products as, how can we make it better? Like anything, with certain modifications, they've really enhanced the products a lot more.
Right. And I think that, especially with our Canadian climate and all our seasons, we really need a product that's going to be, adaptable, right?
Well, that's it. And that's one of the things, we pride ourselves as a company is that, beyond the marketing of a lot of different brands and, the factual, in our store alone, there's 50 different composites and PVC brands. And what we do is we try to read between the lines of a lot of the marketing, and we'll actually physically test all our boards to see how it performs. So, again, I can educate you properly on that true board's performance. Again, a lot of people are looking for just a better option than wood.
Yes.
And that will be, they're happy with that. And then if some people are looking for the most natural looking, the best performing, and of course that comes with the price.
Right.
So, it's always a balancing act, but, setting proper expectations really does help on the performance of what their deck is going to do over the next 30 plus years.
Yeah. And the one thing, too, in addition to different varieties of composite and different, the color and texture, there really was a really very beautiful selection of different shades, so it's not just, I'm typically in my head before I walked in, Robert, I was like, okay, there's going to be a brown one, there's going to be a beige one, there's going to be a gray one, maybe a light brown one, but really there was quite not only with color, but a bit of texture, a bit of, almost a pattern to them that really helped them look more authentic, I think, in the landscape. I think that's as a designer, and I know you're a designer as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it to look fake. You do want it to look you want it to look expensive. It is expensive, right? You want it to look like a really nice product.
Well, and that's really the big difference even in price of a lot of these products, you know, how it looks. You know, you get that variety of color. You know, a lot of boards now, they'll offer a variegated board, which means there's a variety of colors through it to give it more of a natural look.
Okay.
And then there's, of course, the imprint on the board that gives it that texture. Texture is always good for anti-slip elements.
Yes.
But also it gives it that more natural look. So there is quite a selection of different options that way. And again, that also evaluates in most cases what the price difference of a lot of different boards are.
Right. Okay. Well, I do want to talk to you about pricing. I think we are going to we'll cut to a commercial break, and when we get back, we'll talk some more about the pricing of composite options. So, it's
excellent.
Okay. So it's time for a commercial break. You're listening to Down the Garden Path. I'm Joanne Shaw. And we will be right back. You are listening to Reality Radio 101.
Looking for a great place to go for excellent coffee and delicious treats? Come visit us at Three Steps Up Coffee House in Whitby. Our coffee is made with freshly ground free trade coffee beans that are brewed at just the right temperature for the ultimate coffee drinking experience. Try one of our mouth-watering handmade treats that allow you to enjoy a little slice of heaven. We offer hearty organic soups such as butternut squash with toasted almonds and sweet potato carrot and ginger. There is something for everyone, from healthy salads to gourmet sandwiches and delectable chocolate treats. Contact us to find out more about our amazing catering services. Find us at 605 Brock Street North in Whitby, Ontario. Licensed under the Liquor Control Board of Ontario. Open Mondays to Saturdays, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Seating for private functions and events available. Contact us by phone at 905-430-7817 or check out our website at www.threestepsup.weebly.com. Three Steps Up Coffee House. Three steps up to a perfect cup. Are you looking for that very unique and personal gift? Then look no further. At Pamper Me Organically, we have that very special gift for that very special person in your life. Pamper Me Organically is a Canadian-owned and operated company that specializes and sells organic bath and beauty products. Come in and visit us locally in the Pickering Village Courtyard in Pickering, Ontario, or visit our website at www.pampermeorganically.com. We ship worldwide for all of your online purchases. Call us at 416-629-1952. That's 416-629-1952. Remember, at Pamper Me Organically, we never sell any product that contains harmful chemicals, fragrances, colorants, or animal ingredients. We are Pamper Me Organically, where you always get great products at a great price. The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. Send Joanne an email right now, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now back to your deckhand, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gary. We are back. You're listening to Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for listening. And please, if you do have questions about composites, about different types of wood, now is the time to ask your questions. So please send us an email, and I'm sure Robert would love to answer any questions, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. So let's go back a little bit. You know, we talked about the variety of composite, as well as, you know, the colors and the textures that they come in. So what's our general price range? I mean, again, I know people need to come into the store and really get a look. Every piece, you could handle every piece of different type of wood or a different sample, which I thought was great. Mm-hmm. So why don't you give us a little bit of a price range there?
Yeah, again, talking about surfaces, you know, a typical price range could range anywhere from about $28 a square foot for an entry-level composite. And again, you're better than wood selection option.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then can range almost up to about $45 a square foot on some of the higher-end PVCs with, you know, advanced technologies or anything like that.
Okay, so that's still better than the hardwoods.
Yeah, it's comparable, and the way I compare it is pretty much if you take your cedar prices and your hardwood prices, it's in that price range.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Now, what type of guarantee? Because we already know that the wood is guaranteed to split and twist.
Yep.
what's the guarantee for the composite?
Guarantees are, you know, a lot of the companies will have a no fade guarantee or a performance guarantee. It will guarantee not to crack or splinter or anything like that. So the reverse opposite of our wood guarantee. In terms of, you know, some companies, some of the bigger brands will also warranty some of the workmanship. So, you know, if you're having your deck professionally installed, they'll actually, if there was an issue with their board's performance, they'll back even the workmanship.
Okay.
So they've really, really stepped forward, and, you know, they do believe in their products. Obviously, there's, you know, certain circumstances where certain products do perform better than others.
Right.
And that's our jobs as professionals in the industry is to, you know, educate the consumer of, you know, if they're putting a product in a certain location that may not be suited for it, we'll suggest an alternative. And then that's up to, of course, the owner's discretion.
Right. And that goes back. So we can talk a bit about design as well, both yours and my favorite topic. And I say with landscaping, all great landscapes start with a great plan. And I'm sure you can agree that all great decks start with a great design. So I think that's a huge part, right, is you can't just, you know, napkin sketch it, and you can't just, you know, say to someone, I want it, you know, 3 feet high and about 8 feet wide, and, you know, you really need to have a design.
Well, and it's very important, actually. Like, and the way I usually say it is, you know, you would never buy a house or build a house without plans.
Correct.
You know, so it's the same type of thing in our industry is, you know, to have a professional actually help you with those plans, you know, there's a lot of value in that, and, you know, a lot of time and energy that's involved. You know, in the decking industry, we're building structures.
Mm-hmm.
So these structures, you know, to prevent them from falling down, there's a lot of things that we may know that the homeowner may not.
Right.
And, you know, so there is a lot of value in that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there's huge value. I know I made a mistake last year and not going with, you know, a contractor that I shouldn't have ever gone with. And as far as a deck and one of my customers, and huge regret, really dampened my season, because I just feel awful about how it turned out. Well, the whole situation didn't turn out well at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I learned my lesson. I learned it the hard way. And I'm never going to do that again. And I'm always going to make sure that it is a qualified contractor with a portfolio and with references and with a proper design. So please learn from me, listeners. As a designer, I should have known better, you know. And I'm sure you've probably been in backyards where you've had to rescue situations.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's actually very common. We seem to be the company that gets called in after the problem.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that we do have, you know, it's expensive to hire a professional, but it's even more expensive to hire an amateur.
That's correct.
And,
yeah.
You know, and it comes very true in our industry, and we see it a lot where, you know, especially nowadays when there's so much exposure of outdoor living as a whole,
mm-hmm.
and some very interesting and tricky type of stuff. Well, those needed to be learned. If you don't have a solid company behind you that can back that kind of task that's been asked of, it's, you know, it can become a very big disaster and very costly disaster.
Yeah, I think all the TV shows make it all look so easy that people think they can run out in their backyards and build stone walls and patios and decks. And really, you know, it really is a skill, and there is a right way and a wrong way to do it. And especially if you want it to last and to be done properly. So I'm very excited about your store. I'm excited. Now tell us a little bit. Homeowners can, if they do want to do it themselves, they can buy the material from you. But you also offer the design and installation packages as well.
Yeah, we have two divisions of our company. The two divisions, we have our design build side. Where we'll design it, we'll build it for you. You'll get a 10-year workmanship warranty.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
We'll back everything that we do in touch.
Okay.
In-house from our own company. And then we also have the retail component. That's where the store element comes into play.
Okay.
Where a do-it-yourselfer that is handy, that has a little bit of knowledge or takes the time to understand the product, with our help even, will those consumers can buy the materials from us. And also, if they have a contractor that they used on a regular basis, and that contractor can buy from us. So it we really try to cornerstone the market, and really our whole intent is to give you the proper information and use those products in the right locations and have the ability to see all of them. So again, beyond marketing and branding, you actually can have what this product is going to perform. So when you're making an investment into an application like this, like a deck, where it is, it's in most cases, a very substantial investment.
Yeah.
You know, you're really going to get true factual information on how to do it and what to use in that location.
Yeah, and I think that's great. I think it's great that you're going to partner and kind of be there for the contractors as well, because you were explaining to me last week how, you know, you can have the most talented and skilled wood deck builder, but the composite's a little different. You have to cut those cuts and miter those corners a little differently, and there's a bit of a learning curve. And you don't just send them out and kind of say, good luck. You're kind of there to support them because you want them to succeed, right?
Well, it's a reflection of where did you get that product afterwards.
Right.
And for us, it's peace of mind that, you know, somebody, there's going to be a happy end user. As we did discuss in our when we met, you know, there is a large learning curve to composites and PVCs where, you know, 5 to 10 decks into it, you'll really get the hang of it. And again, it's personal preference. I know for myself, I would have to learn how to use and cut those boards properly because I'm a very, very particular person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I see something out, it's going to bother me.
Right.
But when it comes to this learning curve, I do have quite a few friends in the landscape industry that have had some challenges.
Yeah.
But we're there to help and support them, right? You know, obviously we can't give them free boards.
Right.
But we can definitely assist them on saying, okay, this is what you want to do next time. Or, you know, before you even start, these are just some recommendations. And that's the difference between our stores compared to a lot of places. It's the place where you can actually talk to experts.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And I think that's fabulous. And you were saying, too, the training that you provide for people that start, because, you know, I was asking, how do you find new installers? Because that is one of the challenges in the landscaping industry, is finding new people and hiring. And you were saying that, you know, you kind of will bring young guys on and kind of train them, put them with like a master builder and train them that way.
That's correct. Yeah, we do have quite a few crews. We're 17 crews deep.
Wow.
And one of our best employees that really get it is the newbie that's worked through the ranks, either from shipping to yard work to actually building decks, have always been the most successful because they spend the time and they want to learn. You know, otherwise some builders that we do bring in are either master finish carpenters. They have the eye for detail and they want to have that perfection. So, you know, we don't just hire anybody off the block and
right.
say, okay, start building a deck.
That's right.
And, you know, it's super important to us because it's our signature. It's our, you know, when we do a job, we want to make sure it's 100%, especially with a warranty of 10 years.
And that seems like a long time in the industry. So I think that is wonderful.
It really does. It's our confidence in what we do. Terry and our vice president, Terry, the owner of our company, and our vice president, Stan, they still, to this day, travel to all the sites.
Wow.
And, you know, if something's not right, they'll rip it out and make sure it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like just that quality assurance of ensuring that, you know, the customer is getting what they want. And, you know, some things are fixable, some things aren't. But,
yeah.
You know, if you do it right the first time, then it does actually, you know, everybody's a lot happier.
That's right. And your crews, I know we mentioned the four stores, but I know your crews, you mentioned some cities, like your crews are going, you know, they're going up to Cottage Country and they're going all over.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
no,
so.
We've done projects in Sudbury. We've done projects in Dincardin. We've done projects out towards Leamington. We're working on a project right now in Ottawa. So, you know, we are a custom high-end builder. People do recognize us as that.
Yes.
It is that quality assurance in the details.
Okay.
So people will call us, you know, as an example, the Sudbury project, they had another builder that was going to build the deck until they came into the deck store itself. They realized that their builder might have been over his head.
Okay.
And as an example, the perfect wood builder.
Yes.
Needed a little bit of learning curve, and they had a pretty substantial deck.
Yeah.
After the job was completed, they really did come back to us and said, we made a very wise choice because this deck structurally was just, you know, we had to have specific engineers do this deck.
Wow.
And it was, you know, it obviously it looks phenomenal now, but
yeah.
It was, you know, not your average, not for the faint of heart, I guess you can say.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and not too many deck builders have engineers on call, right? The fact that you have an engineer to A, test the product, but B, make sure you're building it properly. That's a huge test as well. So now I just want to switch gears slightly to the deck details. I know you'd mentioned when we talked about pricing, you mentioned it was surface. So obviously decks, you know, aren't all about the surface, that the railings, the pergolas, the different vertical elements are really, and that's where you guys really kind of shine, right? Because you've got some really nice details.
Yeah, I mean, one of my slogans, as you may know, it's all about the detail.
Yes.
You know, there are so many options, so many neat little things that can be done. The industry's really embraced that, and that's one of the things at the deck store is that you can see some of these fantastic options. But, you know, there's certain simple things that are really, really common is, you know, how do you skirt the deck? You know, the vertical from the, you know, the block at the underneath of the deck.
Yes, all that dreaded trellis, right? And the old, or kind of the older look with the wood.
Yeah, the old lattice.
That's right, lattice. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've come a long way, baby, right?
A lot of different ways. Even the modern lattice looks nicer now.
Oh, I don't know about that, but it looks better, sure. For sure.
There's some great PVC materials. There's some, you know, some good options that way.
Yeah, some almost look like beadboard, you know, like it, you know, it's quite almost like it would look good inside the house, right? It looks so good.
Well,
so
these are extensions of the people's houses.
Right.
So, you know, we really try to, you know, when I use the term outdoor living, I really do mean it because we have our selected months that we're allowed to use the area. And to be able to cook, dine, entertain, you know, relax after a long day in these spaces, they are outdoor rooms.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, when it comes to design, these added little features, these little details really do make that from just a place to enter in and out of your house to a fully usable space for, you know, at least 4 to 6 months of the year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Well, we do have to take another commercial break, but Robert, I do want to talk about railings. There's so much to talk about there. So so let's talk about that when we get back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So right now it's time for a commercial break. You're listening to Down the Garden Path. I'm Joanne Shaw, and you are listening to Reality Radio 101. Things I can do without. Come on. I'm talking.
Do you have an electrical problem or an electrical service that needs attention, but you just do not know who to call? Relax, we have the answer just for you. Fusion Electrical Services is a professional, licensed, and accredited electrical company. that provides excellent sales, service, and advice to you, their cherished customer. At Fusion Electrical Services, we provide all electrical services that deal with residential, industrial, and commercial concerns, from a simple home outlet to hot tubs and pools, ceiling fans, control systems, panel changes, bathroom and kitchen wiring services, and a whole lot more. If you do not know who to call for your electrical concern, please call Dave Wilson at 905-999-5471. That's 905-999-5471. Call Dave today and have your electrical concerns be gone tomorrow. Are you looking for that very unique and personal gift? Then look no further. At Pamper Me Organically, we have that very special gift for that very special person in your life. Pamper Me Organically is a Canadian-owned and operated company that specializes and sells organic bath and beauty products. Come in and visit us locally in the Pickering Village Courtyard in Pickering, Ontario, or visit our website at www.pampermeorganically.com. We ship worldwide for all of your online purchases. Call us at 416-629-1952. That's 416-629-1952. Remember, at Pamper Me Organically, we never sell any product that contains harmful chemicals, fragrances, colorants, or animal ingredients. We are Pamper Me Organically, where you always get great products at a great price. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw. Right here on the Radio 101. And now back to your host, Joanne.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying our talk here with Robert about the deck store. I'm very excited about the store and all the products you have to offer our customers. Robert, so I wanted to talk a bit about the railing systems, because that's a big one for me, because I think visually you almost see that. Like, I know it's, you need the surfaces to walk on, but visually looking at it in the yard, looking at it from the house, you know, those are really key elements, and they've really come a long way.
Yeah, there's quite a few different options, and, you know, it's a necessity on most decks to have some type of barrier. So the selection really has grown also in that industry itself.
Yeah, and weren't you mentioning, you know, how normally, or back in the day, the only option was those little wooden... What are they called? The name has escaped me.
Spindles,
yes. And so you were saying, now correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you tell me you no longer even sell those?
Yeah, we really try not to sell them. You know, those, again, going back to our wood guarantee of guaranteed to crack, split, chip, and warp, those balusters now, when they come from the supplier, are typically already warped and twisted or chipped. And cracks. So for us to put them in really is not doing a justice to us or the homeowner. And we really have looked out for new alternatives. For our standard wood decks, we always use aluminum balusters now with the wood component.
Okay.
And it's stable, it's solid, the customers are much happier with them. And, of course, they're very cost-effective for just a tube of aluminum.
Right. And how's the guarantee on, are those guaranteed as well?
Well, they are pretty standard.
Okay.
It depends on the suppliers, but again, it comes to proper installation techniques too.
Right. And these are all when I talk about guarantees too, these are all manufacturer's warranties.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. And in addition to my goodness, went right out of my head. The different spindle options and shapes. I'm loving the tempered glass. Is it tempered glass?
Yeah. Yeah, tempered glass is one of the most common, especially when you have a nice clear view.
Right.
In a more picturesque type of environment.
But we were talking about the downfalls if you have kids or dogs.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing. And number one comment is, is there maintenance to a glass railing system? And yes, there is. There's your fingerprints from little children. Dogs' noses, and even birds flying into it is common.
Yeah,
just like your glass windows in your house.
Right.
So there is an upkeep to it, and as beautiful as they are, people do have, again, setting proper expectations.
Right.
This is how the product's going to perform.
Right, and that's why the design is important, right? All of those you're taking all of those things into consideration.
Absolutely.
I know you design and you do. You're the lead designer for the company. Mm-hmm. Are all the designs 3D? I know you can make them. You're good with SketchUp and,
It depends mostly on the scale of the job.
Okay.
We'll present a couple different ways with our designs, either in a 2D format. Some of the older generations still use quarter scale. A lot of people can read those very well.
Right.
What I find with the 3D element and where a lot of my success, and, I do have a little bit of background in graphics.
Right.
So it was a very easy learning curve. But with my 3D renders, I was able to help the consumer visualize the space conceptually. What that space is truly going to look like. And for my builders, they can, especially when we're dealing with colors and textures and different things that we put into our designs, the consumer can actually, visualize that space. My builders can see it, and that whole concept really does come to completion as best as possible to the original render.
Yes, and like when I do landscape designs, it's nice that I feel like we're a tool for the, the homeowner and the contractor, so to make sure they're on the same page, right? Because there's nothing like building something and doing all that work, and the customer saying, that's not quite what I was thinking, and the contractor's like, that's what you wanted, So I think, again, we go back to our common theme of great landscapes and decks start with a great plan, and I think for our listeners, I think it's really important if you're looking at investing any money in any outside work, please consider, A, hiring a professional, and B, getting a design. Right. Even from the small deck, like I say that even with the smallest landscapes, and I'm sure sometimes even the small decks are the ones that it's really important, right? Because you want to make sure it's the right size.
Well, a big deck and a small deck, they're still, in our case, attached to the house.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, they're still a foundation.
Right.
And they're still, an entrance point and a flow of traffic. So it's really, people do have to see that and know, and, we had a discussion at one point about proper space planning.
That's right.
Those plans, there are certain rules of thumbs that come into place when you're using a space, either for dining or sitting or barbecuing.
Yeah.
With a plan, you can actually visualize it and how to use that space properly.
Yeah, because I think people, have these measurements in their heads and they think, I grew up on a 10 by 10 deck or grew up with a 10 by 10 patio. That's big enough. And, but now with the way our patio tables are and our furniture and how we use the space and how we use the deck and needing to walk past, 10 by 10, even though the actual measurement hasn't changed, I think,
Your table can fit in that 10 by 10, but can you get around that
That's
table?
Right. That's right. Are you going to fall, when you back that chair up after dinner, are you going to fall off the back of the deck?
Yeah.
Those are important things. So I think we've talked, I think I keep trying to bring us back to design, so I hope everybody's getting the hint. What do you think?
Yeah, it is a very important thing in the landscape and in the deck industry. It's, there's key elements there that we may see or may know about that, a lot of people, if you don't have that plan, it can prevent a disaster from happening.
For sure, for sure. So also about details, I know you had a lot of lighting detail options that's come a long way, as well as I want to talk a little bit about pergolas and screens.
Yeah. Well, we have, a wide selection for deck lightings, either for the risers of the steps. There's little deck pucks that can highlight the borders of the decks. And then, of course, your post details. There's lots of different options there. And then, of course, your landscaping lighting. Other things, you know, that are commonly used in decks are either privacy screens or structures.
Right.
Either for shade or for elevation to give it a visual interest. And then, of course, there's good, best, and better in all those, too.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And I know you're a big showstopper that you showed me. And I know I can think of all the customers in the past that have asked me, because everybody loves the idea of a pergola, sitting under a pergola, having that kind of, you know, it kind of contains the space of a yard a little bit. I think everyone likes that appeal of a pergola. But really, it's not super functional in the sense that it doesn't keep the rain out and it really doesn't keep the sun out. So you have a great option.
Yeah, we came across a product, and it really did, I call it the game changer when it comes to this type of overhead structure. And it's called the adjustable patio cover. It's from a company out of the U.S., and it's made in the U.S. by a company called Arcadia Roofs.
Okay.
What it is basically a powder-coated aluminum structure that actually has louvers, and the louvers are mechanical, which can open and close. So you have the flexibility of having an open structure like a pergola on those nice, breezy, sunny type of days. But then if you do want to have a little either sun protection or, you know, get away from a little trickle of a rain, these louvers can close to give you the best of a solid roof type of structure. So you have that flexibility and diversity right from a converter. And we all know every guy needs another converter.
That's right. Every house needs one more. Oh, my goodness. Another one to keep track of. I can just see it now for sure. For sure. Well, I think you've given us lots of reasons to visit the deck store near you. Are there any other things you want to cover before we, just like our meeting last week, Robert, the time just flew by.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it is worth for people to come in and comment out multiple times to see what's out there. Most people, when they do walk in the store, you know, it's first just a wow factor.
Yes.
Maybe just articulate the store. It's not like a hardware store. Where it's just racks of supplier racks on the walls. We physically build decks inside the showroom, so you can walk around. You can see all these added features, either if it's a border trim detail, skirting, you know, railing systems, lighting systems,
yes.
Privacy screens.
Yeah, I love that. I love that we walked around. Like, it wasn't just looking at pictures of samples of railings. We walked around and touched the railings and looked at the railings and walked up the steps and... Yeah, I think that was really, you know, again, I was a newbie. I was a customer, really, when I walked in, and I was really impressed.
Well, the bonus to it is, and it's, you know, on the presentation side as a designer, again, pictures are one thing, and, you know, they do, you know, hold a lot of value.
Right.
But to actually see those physical details and how clean a miter cut is.
Yeah.
You know, to physically see that. So for me, it's an endless value when I get to present inside one of my showrooms, because I can show you exactly what you're going to get, and this is how it's going to look. And, you know, besides just a pretty picture, the alternative is to go into a pre-existing job. And in our industry, it's kind of hard because it's somebody's backyard already.
That's right.
So
yeah.
It's, you know, gives you those tools that, you know, people know what they're getting and in what it should look like.
Yeah. And I know as good as it is to come to the showroom, you were mentioning too the important thing of actually going to the site. So when sometimes you've taken the material to the site and gone, oh, okay, this color isn't going to work here. We got to go with this color.
Yeah.
You know.
No, that's something that we have a rule is, you know, as you see the boards on the walls and you see different things, the products, is to actually see it out in the sunlight.
Right.
Because your perception of interior lighting versus the outdoor sun can dramatically make a difference. And we were kind of talking about that one board that I seen. I thought it would be great for a nice white brick house. Took it outside. There was a nice, it looked like it was white and gray. I took it outside and it was almost smart blue.
That's right. That's
so
right.
It really does make a big difference.
Yeah. And that's the same as with stone, right? Different bricks. I think it's important to see it in the right light. So, yeah, definitely. So in addition to visiting the stores, do you want to mention, are the hours posted, or do you want to talk about the website, or where else can people learn about the deck store?
Well, we've really, really prided ourselves in our website as one.
Okay.
The website is www.dexstore.ca. It's very educational, and it's worth downloading some of the e-books that we have.
Ooh,
we really
e-books.
Do try to educate the consumer as best as we can. Obviously, we're not giving our trade secrets away,
okay.
but, you know, again, helping you read between the lines and what to look for while you're looking into this investment. Alternatively to that, the stores itself will, as we get into the season, which is probably about another week or so, be running on your typical, you know, 9-to-6 type of format
okay.
throughout the week, with an open during the Saturdays. And then once we get right into full season, we'll be open 7 days a week in
okay.
all our locations.
Okay. And you are going to be at the home show. The home show is starting up
yeah.
in a couple of weeks. So that's another good place to come and see you.
It's definitely worth coming out to the home show. I mean, not only do you get to see everything under one roof from all different companies, but the way we've set up a roof there, again, is you'll have highly educated people, not just handing you a brochure, but somebody that you can talk to and find out more information about.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, I thank you very much, Robert, for joining us. And
well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I think this has been great. I hope our listeners have enjoyed learning all about the different options out there instead of just wood. And I know I certainly have. So please, can they email you if there's any questions?
Yeah, I mean, we do have our normal, our email, sales@dexstore.ca.
Okay, perfect.
We try to keep it simple. I'm robert@dexstore.ca.
Okay.
I am a 24/7 guy. I love what I do. So, you know, you typically will get a response at some pretty strange hours.
That's right. That's right. And Twitter, that's where you and I connected. Well, no, LinkedIn
Absolutely.
and social media, certainly. So you and I
yeah.
are both out there. So if there's any other questions...
please, we're easy to find.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, again, I'm sorry to say we have to wrap up, but thank you very much, Robert, for tonight.
Thank
and
you.
I wanted to thank our listeners for joining me down the garden path today, and I hope you found this session as informative as I did. So we'll see you next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio.